Well, good afternoon to all of you.
Good afternoon.
It's good to be here, meeting before God and keeping His holy Sabbath day. I have kind of a simple subject today. I think it's simple. I hope I can make it simple. It's what's called a difficult scripture, and it's in Mark 10, verse 25. So if you'd like to turn there, we're going to basically stay in that area in this short message. I'll give you the title of my message. It's A Camel Through the Eye of a Needle. And you probably remember reading that several times. It's in all three Gospels, but I like Mark's account. It has a little more detail. So what I want to do today is to show you this so-called difficult scripture. It's not really that difficult if you read the words and believe what you're reading and read every word. So right now I'd like to just read the one verse that's is controversial. Well, it says, verse 25 of Mark 10 says, "It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God." And to some people, that's a shocking statement. They say, well, that means who can be in the kingdom of God? That means if you're rich, you're not going to be in the kingdom. That's what some people read into that. So let's begin at the beginning here in verse 17. And read every word. Now, as Christ was going out on the road, one came running and knelt before him and asked him, "Good teacher, what shall I do that I might inherit eternal life?" It's interesting that this rich, we find out later that he's rich, he runs to catch up with Jesus because he wanted to talk to him in the worst way. And when he did, he knelt before him. So what does that tell us? He knew who he was, and he addresses him, "Good teacher," showing respect. He says, "What shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?" So Jesus said, "Why do you call me good? No one is good. No one is good but one, that is God." And so there's a lesson there, but that's not my lesson today. "You know the commandments: do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not bear false witness, do not defraud, honor your father and your mother." And he answered and said to him, all these things have I kept from my youth." Then Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said to him, "One thing you lack: go your way, sell whatever you have and give to the poor, and you will have it. Treasure in heaven, and come, take up the cross and follow me." So he was offering him a position in the work. But he was sad at this, that it is the rich man. But he was sad at this word and went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. And the word "great" there could have been said many possessions, because it turns out that this man was very, very rich. He wasn't just rich, he was very, very rich. He had many possessions. Then Jesus looked around and said to the disciples, "How hard is it for those who have riches to enter the kingdom of God?" In verse 24, "And the disciples were astonished at his words. But Jesus answered again and said to them, 'Children, how hard is it for those who trust in riches to enter the kingdom of God?'" But notice it says they were astonished at his words. Several English translations use different words, and the indication here is they were very, very, very astonished at his words. And then verse 25, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. And then they were greatly astonished. This is the one I wanted to emphasize right here. They were greatly astonished. They were dumbfounded, in other words, saying among themselves, who then can be saved? Who then can be saved? It sounds like, to them, no one. But Jesus looked at them and said, with men it is impossible, but not with God, for with God all things are possible. All things are possible. Now this passage is so disturbing to some people that they have manufactured two workarounds, and they said, here's the way you can understand this. Let me get to my notes where I can read what they are, because I don't remember all of them by heart. First is the Greek word for camel. In Greek, camel is in this point is K-A-M-E-L-O-S. The hard C is usually a K in Greek. K-A-M-E-L-O-S. And it has been suggested that the scribes accidentally spelled it wrong, and it should be spelled K-A-M-I-L-O-S. And what that word means sounds just like camel, but what that word means is a rope or a cable. Now, that didn't solve anything, but it just kind of softens the metaphor there. Maybe it's a little easier to get a rope through the eye of a needle than a camel. That's kind of a silly suggestion in my view. The second workaround that people have come up with, they say the eye of a needle is a common saying in the first century of a small opening around Jerusalem. That it was small enough for a human to run through, to go through, but a camel could not get through it unless the camel took off its load and kneeled down and has gone through. You can find that on the internet in all kinds of places that's what Jesus was referring to. He's referring to this hard place to get through to the city. So in our booklet, UCG booklet on finances, they address this question. And they quote Nelson's New Illustrated Bible Dictionary. And it says this, there is no archaeological or historical support for this common idea that the needle's eye was a small pedestrian gate through the city wall. And that's true. I mean, you can find that repeated dozens and dozens of times, but there's no real true proof that that's true. That's just an idea that people came up with wanting to show that Jesus was not talking about something that was impossible. But we're going to find out that that's not true. So the bottom line here is there's nothing wrong with the translation. They all say the same thing. There is one or two obscure late translations that actually insert rope there, but it has no Greek backing at all. And then A.T. Robinson makes a comment, which I copied. And A.T. Robinson was an exacting Bible scholar, lived a few years ago. And he said this about this saying, this is probably a current proverb for the impossible. The Talmud, which is Jewish writings, the Talmud twice speaks of an elephant passing through the eye of a needle as being impossible. In other words, they use that axiom to, when they want to say that something is impossible. They say, oh, you can do the impossible. You can pass an elephant through the eye of a needle, huh? Or some such thing. So the point here is that Jesus was using a known axiom and changing it just a little bit from a camel to an elephant. So what is the lesson being taught here? Well, before we get to that, let's do a little something else. Let's ask the question, is it wrong, is it true that a rich man cannot enter the kingdom? Is that what Jesus was saying? Well, John 10:10 says, in Jesus' own words, says, I have come that they might have life and that they may have it more abundantly. And even though that may be talking about spiritual life, it also applies to a physical life. For example, are there rich people that are going to be in the kingdom of God? Genesis 13:3, speaking of Abram, said, Abram was very rich in livestock, in silver, and gold. So Abram, who became Abraham, was very, very, very rich. And we know that Abraham is going to be there in that kingdom. Isaac also had great possessions. You can find that in Genesis 26. Joseph, David, Solomon, and Job all were very well off, well-to-do. Joseph became part ruler in Egypt, and so he had many possessions. So Jesus was not saying having wealth is wrong. There's nothing wrong with having wealth as long as you attain it properly. There's nothing wrong with it at all. And also, let's reread verse 24. Mark 10:24 says, and the disciples were astonished at his words, but Jesus answered again and said, it's hard for those who trust in riches to enter the kingdom of God. And then verse 27, with men, Jesus looked at them and said, with men, it is impossible, but with God, for with God, all things are possible. In other words, Jesus was talking about something that is impossible. It's impossible to get into the kingdom by your own means. That is impossible. He was talking about an impossibility. The point is, trusting in riches is the problem. That is, it's a misplaced priority. Matthew 6:23 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and these other things will be added. So let me conclude with this. There's no need to look for translational errors or a clever workaround to understand the section. It means exactly what it says. Jesus was saying some things are impossible. One thing that's impossible is to get into the kingdom of God by your own works. It won't happen. That's impossible. Jesus said, I am the door. And that's the only way. So let me leave you with three lessons from this short sermonette. Number one, commandment keeping alone is insufficient. The rich man said he had kept them all his life. It's insufficient. Number two, you must not love this present world and what it offers. This world does offer riches, but you must not love those riches and this present world. And number three, Jesus Christ and the kingdom of God must be number one in our lives. Number one, not the possessions or the things of this world.